At first glance, it looks like any other complex. Apartments, offices, even a hospital. But inside, you'll find the remnants of a global scam hub. On the 7th of April, Thai authorities gave journalists rare access to the massive compound at Os Mak, near the Thai-Cambodian border. The site has more than 150 buildings, split into zones. One of them, Zone E, targeted victims in the US, Europe, India, and Vietnam. Workers followed strict shifts from 9 PM to 3 AM, lining up with Western time zones. According to the FBI, Americans lost nearly $21 billion to scams in 2025 alone.
Sure, it's just an American SIM card. It would be used for like make the American people believe and transfer money to the scammer.
Inside the offices, investigators found scam manuals in multiple languages, scripts for romance scams, impersonation schemes, even playbooks for targeting people who had already been scammed before. And when targets were hit, they didn't just log it, they celebrated. Some officers had large red victory drums, beaten when scammers met their financial targets. Authorities say up to 10,000 people lived here. There were dormitories, luxury villas, restaurants, even a fully equipped hospital believed to serve the syndicate.
Well, we've heard of stories about scam centers for a couple of times in the past already, but I was really shocked and taken aback by the size of the compound itself.
And underneath it all, something far darker. Beneath one building, officials found 12 underground cells, windowless and equipped with what investigators described as torture devices. These were used to punish workers, many believed to be victims of trafficking, who failed to meet quotas or tried to escape. What looks like a self-sustaining city was actually built to run scams on a global scale. And while Thailand and Cambodia have vowed to tackle the problem, these operations stretch far beyond their borders.
Every country of the world have to join together and solve this problem. Cannot do alone by Cambodia or Thailand.